you have a huge man crush on J Square, Jerry Jones.
Love him.
Oh, of course he does.
And even you approach,
when Jerry was sweating yesterday, Sean was there to. There was one drop of sweat that was about to drop off his chin.
I can tell you the salt level.
And Sean, Sean used his pinky and wiped it away.
So, like, when you see Jerry,
yeah,
and he's across the field, you walk into Cowboy Stadium, your sweat's pouring down your head, and then you see Jerry.
I don't think he was taking a painting of him.
Now
I was thinking of the Cowboys season going down.
Everything kind of get blurry?
This is Titanic, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, my reference was correct.
Did your vision get blurry on the sides except the vision of Jerry?
I would ask Choppy. Choppy, there's two Jerry interactions. One was when I was with RJ on the sideline, and we saw RJ introduced me to Ed Werder. Great reporter.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he curses a lot off the air.
He does?
That's what I heard.
Oh, so I'm next to RJ as we see Jerry. I take off to go to the media gangbang, as they call it. And the other interaction was when I decided that it's time for New School to meet Jerry live in person. So, Choppy, you can describe it, and feel free to exaggerate, as you may be known to possibly do.
I am on the other side of the field, literally, like, the other side of the field, and Sean yells, Hey, let's go, let's meet Jerry, we gotta meet Jerry, waving me over.
First off, I didn't yell.
Oh, my God, Sean, act like you've been there before.
One of RJ's talents, that's a lie, I have to call him out. One of RJ's talents is
the exaggeration.
He can. This is going to sound really gay, but he can read my I don't have to. He can.
It's all right.
He's a lip
friends.
Reader.
I am a lip reader.
He can
I'm
read
like,
your
yes.
lips.
Yes, he can read. He can read the lips.
Does he know your body?
I'm the Marley Matlin of the fan.
So we're probably about 35 yards apart, and I'm saying,
Jerry,
yeah.
Let's go meet him.
And I don't have to say anything.
Wait, that wasn't yelling, though. About.
Yeah, he knew exactly what I was
talking about. Totally different than his account.
A little opposite from a yell.
Yeah.
Right.
But I gave him the green light to exaggerate.
So we walk over, and we see Jerry just sitting there. Who was he talking to? I didn't even notice who he was with.
I don't know, but he's got the most you know what ticks me off? Shaquille knew I was the same thing. Unqualified bodyguards. Jerry's bodyguard.
Oh, Roosevelt's qualified, man.
Is he?
Yes, Roosevelt is qualified.
He is?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Who's Roosevelt?
He's a barrel-chested, 5'7" black dude. He is.
And his name's Roosevelt.
Rosie. Call him Rosie. He's qualified.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I don't know how, but he's qualified.
But looking at him, I would never think that's Jerry's bodyguard.
That's Jerry.
So when you approached Jerry, did Roosevelt hold the bouquet of roses? Or did you just go right up to him?
I told Rose, I gave him a stiff arm. I said, get out of here, little man.
He's my man. Did you do like the whole,
Yeah, I said, he's my man.
He snapped
it across. And I said, hey, Jerry, Sean and RJ from New School, you know, because I know he has no idea what our names are, even though he was on with us for a full year last season. And we're going to pop quiz him this year. We're going to have a bet. Jerry, do you know our names? We'll probably save that for our final show because we'll get fired after
right,
that.
Right, naturally.
Because it'll be embarrassing for Jerry. But we went up, and how would you describe the conversation? It was short. It was quick.
Quick, I think.
He was nice.
He was not dismissive totally.
No. He asked, are we still on for this year?
He pretended like he was interested in talking to us,
no,
at least.
No, very nice. Yeah. But no, like, disappointment
Jerry,
at all.
Jerry, we're New School. Good. How are you? We just wanted to say hello. Can't wait to have you on again. He goes, yeah, you know, I think we're scheduled for next year. It's going
to
be great.
He goes, finally nice to put a face to the names.
There we go.
And I said, what's our names? And he said, I got to get back to practice. So that was the encounter with my man crush. Nothing disappointing about it.
No, not at all.
I was standing in back of him, as you'll see on SportsCenter. It was truly intentional.
Were your hands on his shoulder?
Checking his half turtleneck.
Jeez,
with his
get dinner first.
Teddy Ruxpin blue blazer and his semi, I think, dyed hair.
Jeez, it was
it's a semi dye. It's a semi blonde dye.
This was a goldish hair. It was very blonde.
And all those plastic surgeries, I'm gonna reject all these plastic surgery jokes that everyone makes about him.
No.
I couldn't tell.
No.
What did he smell like?
And I'm not
like,
being
Sean,
sarcastic.
What did he smell like?
He smelled like velvet.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That was the jacket. And he was sweating too.
He was.
And I almost
did you count the beads?
Before his bodyguard gave him a handkerchief, he slipped it to him in the middle of the interview because of all the
heat. Did you steal it? You took it.
Of all the heat of my breath on the back of his neck.
Ooh.
Save
that.
I almost got him a napkin myself, but I figured
that would have been weird.
Favoritism.
Yes.
You know? Favoritism.